USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Two U.S. military veterans who went missing in Ukraine last week were shown on a Russian news broadcast telling their loved ones Russian separatists had captured them. The footage on the Russian news outlet was the first time the missing men, both from Alabama, were seen since they went missing on June 9th. Neither the U.S. nor the Russian government has confirmed that the American men are being held. Abortion rights are not protected in Iowa.
Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion rights are not protected by the state's constitution, a move that paves the way for lawmakers to ban future abortions in the Hawkeye state. The court reported, quote, "All we hold today is that the Iowa Constitution is not the source of a fundamental right to an abortion," end quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Lawmakers are urging Google to prevent searches for abortion clinics from returning results and ads that direct users to facilities that oppose the procedure, saying misleading search results on where to get an abortion could put women's health at risk. The letter comes in the middle of increased attention to the digital risk people seeking abortion care can face, especially in states with laws limiting access to the procedure. The issue is anticipated to worsen if the Supreme Court strikes down Roe v. Wade. The jury in Bill Cosby's civil trial will have to restart their deliberations over again on Monday morning after nearly reaching a verdict. The unusual twist came at the end of the second day of deliberations in Santa Monica Superior Court after jurors only answered 8 of the 9 questions they were required to reach an agreement on. This is the case where the plaintiff, Judy Huff, is suing Cosby for allegedly molesting her at the Playboy Mansion when she was just 16 in 1975. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.